Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Gary Cottle, the CEO of Valerium. Gary, very good to speak with you. You've announced plans to raise $200 million of royalty and streaming finance. How will that help to progress your growth strategy?
Morning, Stephen. In essence, it's $200 million of new capital into the company that they'll be subscribing. We'll actually be doing an equity swap for a pool of assets, the QGP, a fund registered in the Cayman. They specialize in tokenization and in the royalty and streaming, which kind of the name's in the title or the clue's in the title. They tend to do an awful lot of these NI 43101 trades, which are in gold mines. Anything where the future value of what's in the ground is greater than the cost of digging it out. They're specialists in that field. I believe they've got a couple of billion dollars in their master fund of those types of assets. They've also got a very big warehouse of gold. So they've been big buyers of natural resources for the last few years. This initial subscription is basically the first part of what we hope to be a much longer term strategic relationship with them, providing what ultimately will be debt and equity to us.
Gary, the new structure carries a $10.5 million annual interest payment. How confident are you in covering that, and from which parts of the business?
It's the other way around. We're the beneficiaries of that, so we effectively get the benefit of the coupon. So that's it. That's in essence. However much we got that $200 million, that basically means that we'll get an annuity stream of 2 point something million dollars a quarter and paid to us. That will not only help us grow the business, that will help us run the business. So it's much not a debt facility. We're actually doing a token swap. It's actually a blockchain on-chain swap with that instrument, and it's a perpetual call certificate. So we actually receive the coupon, not pay the coupon.
QGP can buy up to 49.9% of Valerium within a year. What would that mean for existing shareholders if they choose to take up that option?
They get diluted. It's basically we'll be enlarging the capital base. We're also taking this opportunity. We've been speaking to a few strategic investors to come in alongside QGP. So existing investors will either be on the Valerian roller coaster with us, and there will be some dilution. I think our two core, I guess, focus areas are, number one, to secure the facilities from QGP. And we hope this to be the first of an increased pool of exposure from them. But they don't want to hold more than 49.9%. They don't want to trigger any RTO or any other takeover rules. And again, and I said it was inevitable that we'd do something transformational. I think it's inevitable that we bring alongside a strategic investor, given the conversations we're having. And they're always synergistic. The QGP, they're completely in our space. They're very big in tokenization already. They want to grow that tokenization business. We're bringing some of our technologies to them. They're bringing a huge amount of their technologies to us. They're specialists in AI, in leveraging AI in the royalty and streaming space. So for them, it's a bit of quid pro quo, but they're a very big capital partner initially. For existing investors, they will either hopefully be part of an expanded journey where we deliver shareholder value, but inevitably this comes with shareholder dilution of at least 49.9%, and I would imagine it will be at least another 10% on top of that when we sell 10% of the company to a strategic investor.
You're also aiming for a US exchange listing. What are the next steps, and why do you believe this will benefit Valerium and its investors?
We already qualify via an F1. So depending on what happens in the next 2 or 3 months, we can do a fast track. I don't want to say part of the appeal of Valerian, but it's one of those shells that has an immediate F1 listing onto a US exchange. So we can go to NYSE or NASDAQ. We could file today. No, we're not going to file today. We're actually going to try and build the revenue base out to the point, the threshold we think is sustainable if it were NASDAQ. And as I say, we've made great progress in the last couple of months. The general perception of what's a good level is something that's a $30 million-$50 million a year revenue base that can be sustained on NASDAQ at much higher multiples. I think everybody knows that probably the average multiple on the NASDAQ is in the 20s. So it gives us not only the opportunity for greater liquidity, because there'll be much more liquidity in the market, but much higher multiple from investors. But our journey, this again, it's also a great journey for a company to aspire to be on the main board of the most relevant exchange.
Any timeline for getting there, Gary?
It depends who you ask. I'm characteristically, I'm always one of the more cautious people in the company. I think people sensibly should set expectations probably between 6 months and a year. There are a number of immediate acquisitions that we're going to look to do off the back of this in capital investment. We've discussed those with the QGP SP people and the QGP fund managers. We'll try and close a couple of those deals before Christmas. Those are deals that we've already earmarked, and we've been speaking to the target companies in the same way we bought stakes in DigiShares, Bluebird, and Fidium, and another software company. There's an AI company. There is a crypto fund of funds company. There is another tokenization company. There's about four that, if we get those all done in the next 3 months, that would give us three to 6 months to settle them. It's a 6 to 12 month game. They're all, again, I think as we've said previously, they're all companies with revenues, and they're all companies with high growth trajectories. They're all companies that we can glue together and bolt on to what we've currently got.
Gary, it sounds like an exciting time for the company. I hope you'll continue to keep us updated on your progress.
Yeah, I will do. Thanks very much for having me on.
Very welcome, Gary Cottle, the CEO of Valerium.